So we're reading from 3rd Canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter. Finally, Vitura stops with Maitreya. Text number 15.
Tadyasya Kausarava Sharmadatu. Tadyasya Kausarava Sharmadatu. Hari kata meva kata susaram. Hari kata meva kata susaram. Udditya pushpe bhayivarta bandhu. Udditya pushpe bhayivarta bandhu. Shivaya na kirtaya tirtha kirti. Shivaya na kirtaya tirtha kirti.
Shivaya na kirtaya
tirtha kirti. Tat. Therefore. Asya. Is. Kausarava.
Kausarava.
O Maitreya.
O Maitreya.
Sharma Dhatu.
Of one who awards good
fortune, Hare, of the Lord, Katam, tropics, Eva, only, Katasu, of all topics, Saram, the essence, Udirtya, by quoting, Pushpebhya, from the flowers, Eva, like that, Artha Bandhu. O friend of the distressed, Shivaya, for welfare, Naam, offers, Kirtaya, kindly describe, Tirtha, pilgrimage, Kirti, of glorious. Translations by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Maitreya, O friend of the distressed, the glories of the Supreme Lord can alone do good for people all over the world. Therefore, just as bees collect honey from flowers, kindly describe the essence of all topics, the topics of the Lord. So let's repeat the translation. O Maitreya,
O friend of the distressed,
the glories of the Supreme Lord
can alone do good for people
all over the world.
Therefore,
just as bees collect honey
from flowers,
kindly describe the essence of all topics,
the topics of the Lord.
It's a small one. There are many topics for different persons in different modes of material nature. But the essential topics are those in relationship with the Supreme Lord. Unfortunately, materially affected conditioned souls are all more or less averse to the topics of the Supreme Lord because some of them do not believe in the existence of God. And some of them believe only in the impersonal feature of the Lord. In both cases, there is nothing for them to say of God. Both the non-believers and the impersonalists deny the essence of all topics. Therefore, they engage in topics of relativity in various ways, either in sense gratification or in mental speculation. For the pure devotees like Vidura, the topics of both the mundaners and the mental speculators are useless in all respects. Thus, Vidura requested Maitreya to talk of the essence only, the talks of Krishna and nothing else. Om Jnana Timirandash Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sakitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamagim Tadati Svasana Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna. Now, in the purport, I was just thinking of a point that Srila Prabhupada says, because some of them do not believe in the existence of God, and some of them believe only in the impersonal feature of the Lord. When Srila Prabhupada, in his early days, right, when he was in America, one of the press reporters asked Srila Prabhupada, "Swamiji, what is the reason of your visit to America, the United States of America, the Western country? Because you're an Indian, right? You're an Easterner. You come to the Western. What is the purpose of your visit?" Then, as usual, Srila Prabhupada said, "I have come to remind you of something which you have forgotten." Then all the people and the press reporters saying, "We have forgotten something in US. Why are we, at the time, you know, the technology is good, everything is good. What have we forgotten? Everything is good, no problems. What have we forgotten?" Then Srila Prabhupada says, "Yes, I've come to remind you of something you've forgotten. That is God." He said, "What is God?" He said, "God." You know. So that was the civilization, you know, in US, Western country, where God, they did not even know that they forgotten God. This is a civilization. From that, Srila Prabhupada started the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Krishna consciousness. From material consciousness to Krishna consciousness. Here it says, there are many topics for different person in different modes of material nature, but the essential topics are those in relationship with the Supreme Lord. We see that, right? In this material world, there are a lot of clubs. Lions Club, Rotary Club, there is even Dogs Club. When I discovered that on my way to my work, you know, this is in the southeastern belt. I was seeing once, you know, I have to work on a Saturday, you know, to do some, or there was some auditing recently, so I had to go. During that time, you know, I mean, when I was traveling, on the left I saw a club, Dogs Club. I never knew there was a dog club. What, I mean, as I was driving, it's a kind of a big area and all that. So as I was driving, I was curious to see, I was driving to, because it's a freeway. Then the owners have brought all the dogs, you know. We could see that, you know, because I thought dogs, how can the dog make a club of its own? Right? The owners have got the dogs club and they come, the dog is having their good time, the owners are also having the good time talking, maybe about the dogs or something else. So this is what is going on in different people in the different modes. And the Lions Club and Rock Track Club, what are they talking? What are they discussing, basically, you know? They may be discussing, they think that it is of great value, but what are they talking? It's a waste of time. According to them, it's of great value. But we know it is a waste of time. Why? Why it's a waste of time? Because whatever they talk or discuss is for the temporary body. Nothing to do for the soul. They don't know what is soul, right? What is knowledge? The soul is forgotten. So everything is dwelling on the body. Right? It is said that, at least in other yugas, right, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga and Dwapara Yuga, people had a good understanding about soul. They know. Even a demon, right, he knows that he is a soul. But because of his propensity, he acts like that. But in Kali Yuga, people have practically no idea about soul. Everything is dwelling on the bodily platform. Everything. Including the shop you go to downtown in Melbourne, to any other shop, anything, you know, Coles, whatever you go, right? It's all dwelling on the body. That cream, this cream. This is civilization. Kali Yuga comes, again it will drop down. Only body, gross body level, it will come. That is how it is destined. So basically they know, have got, or you can say in other words, the knowledge is restricted within the 4 billion mile limit. That's it. It is said that the material world is about 4 billion miles. Right? That's it. The knowledge is restricted. They don't know anything beyond that. And that too, the dark portion of this material world. Because on the other side is the spiritual world. They don't even know that. All they know is the dark region of this material world. Right? Why do we say the dark region? Because if there is no sun, we won't be able to see each other. Because in olden days we did not have electricity, right? They were basically depending on the oil lamp and candles, etc. So if there is no sun, there is no light. And if there is no light, you cannot see. Because basically we are in a world of relativity where we can see only when there is light. This is how our senses are, right? We cannot go beyond a certain point. So this world is illuminated by sun. And as long as there is sun, we are able to see. If there is no sun, we cannot see in the night, right? In the night, we cannot see anything, in the darkness, right? So it is said that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Krishna Surya Saman, Maya Andhakara, right? So the moment there is Krishna, right, there is sunlight. Maya is, material energy is darkness. See, we have all have got practical experience, right? Sometimes, you know, of course, we keep our mobile phone, our pens, whatever, maybe books, etc., right? Sometimes we misplace it, especially in the night time. Say, for example, right, when it is dark in the room, right? You keep somewhere else. But in the night, when it is dark, you can't even see, right, where your computer is, where your mobile phone is, right? See, he understands that. Where his toys are kept. In the night, you don't know it's dark. But naturally, when you either turn on the light or in the daytime, when the sun comes, you can see the things naturally. You need not have to make any special endeavor to know it. It's in the same way, the moment when someone takes up to Krishna consciousness, everything is revealed to him. He need not have to make any special endeavor. All he has to do is chant Hare Krishna mantra, eat Krishna prasadam, and read the scriptures. Everything will be revealed. You need not have to make any endeavor or do PhD in that. It's all revealed. Just like how the sun is revealed. You know, sun reveals everything to the common man in the same way. Krishna Katha or Krishna knowledge about Krishna, right, is so brilliant, bright. So it is said that after the departure of the Lord to his spiritual planet Krishna, it was said that the religiosity, everything is lost. Because Krishna took all, you know, religiosity, everything with him. Now the only thing that is left is Srimad Bhagavatam. Now Srimad Bhagavatam is like a light. Right? It gives knowledge. And that knowledge is the one that gives us liberation, right, from this dark material universe. So, these people are talking about the Lions Club and Rotaract Club or Dogs Club, right? They don't know the real purpose of life. What is the real purpose of life? Swartha Gadim Hi Vishnu. Prahlad Maharaj says that the goal of the human form of life is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to offer devotional service to Him. This is the goal of life. Swartha Gadim Hi Vishnu. Now, so both the non-believers and impersonalists deny the existence of all topics. Therefore, they engage in topics of relativity in various worlds, either in sense gratification or in mental speculation. So what's happening is, a spirit soul, which is Satchitananda Vigraha, is covered by matter. Right? The Satchitananda Vigraha component is covered by matter. So what happens? The knowledge potency, which the soul which has got a knowledge potency, is covered by the knowledge covering potency of the Lord. So the Lord has got multi potencies. Right? One is the Lord, spirit soul, which is a knowledge potency of the Lord, and Maya is a knowledge covering potency of the Lord. So what happens in the material world, the knowledge covering potency of the Lord, Maya, covers the spirit soul. So what happens? The soul acts in ignorance. How does he act in ignorance? He identifies with the created body. The soul is unborn. It never dies. We are all spirit soul. But the body is created. The two layers of body, which is a gross body and the subtle body, are created. Right? So it will die. But what happens, the living entity, like after the body is created, the Lord enters into the body as Paramatman, activates all the 11 senses. So the moment the living entity, you know, wakes up, or when he realizes himself, he misidentifies with the body. And that's where the problem starts. This happens under ignorance. As I said, the knowledge covering potency, Maya, covers the spirit soul. Knowledge. So the soul is covered by two layers, gross body and subtle body. So he acts under, he thinks that he is a body and acts under ignorance. So what is the antidote for knowledge, for ignorance? Knowledge. People are suffering in this material world because of lack of knowledge or ignorance. So what is the remedy? The antidote is knowledge. Knowledge about Krishna. So, it is said that the living entity is suffering because of his material consciousness. That's the root cause of his problem. The living entity is suffering because of the material consciousness. And he suffers because of his, also because of his attachment due to material energy. Because he is a spirit soul. He identifies himself as a body and he chooses wrong field of activity. If you are a soul, then you know that, you know, my duty is to worship the Lord. But if you misidentify with the body, what happens? You choose a wrong field of activity. And hence you suffer because of your attachment to the material energy. Because you don't know. If you, someone knows that they are a spirit soul, they will not act on the bodily platform. One should not act on the bodily platform if you know that you are a spirit soul. Right? So the suffering of the living entity is due to the attachment to the material energy. Material consciousness, what happens? It imposes restriction on a spirit soul. See, the spirit soul is Satchitananda Vigraha. It should be constantly reminded of that. Right? But the material life or material energy restricts the spirit soul through the conditioned life by imposing conditions such as birth, death, old age, disease. The conditions is imposed on the spirit soul because of the misidentification with the body. Now, in this regard, in the 11th canto, Uddhava is having a conversation with the Lord. So Uddhava is saying, my dear Lord, on one side, the living entity is suffering because of the threefold miseries of life. What are the threefold miseries of life? Adi Bhautik, Adi Atmik, Adi Daivik. The trouble caused by the own body and mind. The mind is restless. It will not allow you to do whatever you want to do. Because the mind is Maya. Uncontrolled mind is Maya. So we all think, oh, that is Maya. This is Maya. But the Maya is inside our mind. Our mind itself is Maya. Why? Because we are thinking, and everyone has got their own, you know, separate existence. And they think, this is correct for me, this is correct for me, this is wrong for me. Yours is good for me, mine is bad for me. All this permutation combination, right? So the mind itself is Maya, which arises due to uncontrolled nature. So again, this, what is the solution? The solution is controlled mind. Krishna explains in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. Controlled mind, okay? Mind has to be controlled. It has to be subdued. One's mind has to be subdued for spiritual life. If the mind is not subdued, your spiritual life is not going to be healthy at all. Right? So Krishna again explains in the 6th chapter that the mind can be the best friend or worst enemy. Lord is giving systematically. If the mind is controlled, then the mind becomes your friend. You can live with your friend throughout your life. You need not have to live with your enemy. But if the mind is not controlled, then you have to live with your enemy throughout your existence. Controlled mind gives you bondage. Controlled mind gives you liberation. Uncontrolled mind gives you bondage. See, everywhere the mind is a focus, central point. In many lectures also, Srila Prabhupada says, when you say spiritual or soul, it refers to body, mind and soul. Srila Prabhupada never said it's only soul. Because we are embodied, right? In this material life, we are a combination of body and soul. You cannot say I'm only soul. If only soul means, then you should be 24 hours, you know, you should not be eating at all then. No, we are embodied. We have to eat. We have to sleep. If we don't sleep, you know, I cannot even talk. Right? So we are embodied. We are a combination of body and soul. Right? So the suffering of the living entity is due to the identification of the body and the attachment to the material world. So continuing what Uddhava said, on the one side, the living entity is suffering because of the threefold miseries, the trouble caused by the own body and mind, the trouble caused by other living entity. You may be going on the road. Someone will come and stab you with a knife. You didn't do anything. What are you going to do for that? This is one of the things which will happen, which is going to happen, which is happening in the material world. Sometimes people come and shoot others. Right? What do you say for that? You cannot do it. You cannot do anything to that. This is one of the activities of the material world. Trouble caused by other living entities. Snake will come and bite you. Right? Now the summer has come. There are tiger snakes. You know how the tiger snakes are? The moment you walk, it will follow you. This is a peculiar snake. The moment you stop, it will stop. So someone was advising me, you know, the other day I was going for a walk. One RC fellow was there. He said, did you see a tiger snake? Because I know about tiger snake, because I'll talk to you about it a little bit later on that. Now this person said, did you see a tiger snake? I said, no, I didn't see any tiger. He said, be careful, mate. Tiger snake, you know, even that was a hot day. One of the days it was quite hot. Then he said, be careful of the tiger snake, because the tiger snake has a peculiar... other snakes, what happens is, you know, when you hear some noise, it will go away. But the tiger snake is a tiger. So when you walk, it will follow you. Be careful about it. It's got off. And when you stop, it will also stop. So the best thing is, they said, you keep quiet. You should not walk at the lake. It will come, it will observe you, and it will go away. This is Adi Bhautik. We are living with this material world, beautiful material world, with all the other surroundings like this, including mosquitoes, cockroach, and you know, snakes and all that. So this is what is happening. Adi Bhautik. And trouble caused by the own body and mind, trouble caused by other living, trouble caused by demigods, heavy rains. When I get this lightning, you know, I'm a little bit scared, you know. Because lightning, every time, you know, this is what I heard, I don't know how far it's true, that every time when there is a lightning, one drop of this, you know, the charge will be dropped down. Because it's breaking up the clouds and all that. Right? If somewhere it falls, we don't know where it falls. And it is such high power of electricity. It can blow up your house or anything. And every time, you know, when there is a lightning, it is said that a minute drop of that power falls down somewhere. I heard about it. So, this is a trouble caused by our demigods. Heavy rain, Melbourne, you know. They are all planning for summer. But up to end of December, it's only rain. I was seeing the forecast, you know, a couple of days back, just to see how the summer is. Till end of December, it's every day it's going to rain. What about your plans? Except a couple of days, you know. I think that's what it says. But having said that, I will not trust the Melbourne weather, because immediately it changes. Next, I won't be surprised. In 2 days, you know, they'll say sunlight, you know, throughout. But as such, you know, every day they put rain. So this is trouble caused by the living. Not only that. So Uddhava says, on one hand, the living entity is suffering with the threefold miseries. On the other hand, is suffering with the terrible pain and the danger of birth, death, old age, disease. So seven kinds of problems are suffering the living entity. And Uddhava continues by saying, yet the living entity is so stubborn, they don't want to surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord. They don't want to surrender at the lotus feet of the Lord. Whereas the Lord's lotus feet is constantly spraying the shower of nectar. We don't want to take shelter of the Lord. Radha Pallava's lotus feet is constantly spraying the shower of nectar. But we don't want to take shelter of Radha Pallava's lotus feet. We have got Maya's lotus feet to take shelter. So Uddhava is saying that. It's so unfortunate that. But Uddhava is, you know, as a devotee, finding, you know, we said, oh, all the devotees, right? That's why if you see the verse, right? The very first statement, oh Maitreya, oh friend of the distressed. Maitreya is a pure devotee. Vithura is asking, inquiring from Maitreya. Vithura is a pure devotee. Uddhava is also a pure devotee. All the pure devotees, right? The Paradukkha Dukki. They are interested in the welfare. Others' welfare. They want to help others. So Uddhava is passing that statement to the Lord in Bhagavad. I'm just a bit cautious about the time. I don't have much time because already, you know, I've been told, I've been sent SMS and all that, except email, that I have to restrict onto the time. I don't know whether I have a poor record of not restricting the time. But anyway, the temple commander, vice president, everyone told me that I have to stick. your time sense is very bad. So just, you know, we are not talking, but just be aware of it. You know? I said, yes, I will. So I'm watching the time too. 2 o'clock. I put 5 minutes past so that, you know, in case that will cover me up. All right. Now, so quickly coming. 5 minutes for this wind up and 5 minutes for a very quick story. It will be very good, hopefully. So, this material life is a dream after all. We have to understand this as devotees, right? It's a very, very important point. I keep emphasizing, and I will also emphasize in the future, that we take our mind very, 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 very seriously. But it's a dream. The entire material life is a dream, illusion. We take our mind very, 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 very seriously. No. What you have to do, the solution is, neglect the mind. The mind says, today evening we'll go for a movie. No. Simple. Today evening we will play computer games. Right? No. Right? So neglect the mind. That is the best solution. Everything will be peaceful. The mind is the root cause of all problems. Anything the mind says, say no. Except mind says chanting, say yes. The mind will not say. The intelligence. If the mind says chanting, please do that. But the mind rarely says, because it's a practice, right? Morning also when you get up, you know, just I'll do a couple of 1 or 2 runs to start with at least. It's a practice. The mind never says chant. And on the contrary, when I chant, the mind drifts away. And Krishna says, wherever the mind wanders, pull it and put it under the control of the self. The Lord says, it will wander, right? Always take the mind and just put it under the self, control of the soul or the intelligence. Okay. Here the self means intelligence. Right. So the material life is like a dream and one has to wake up. So, dear devotees, understand this point. Krishna conscious means, a spiritual life means, we woke up from dream. We are no longer dreaming. Please understand this point. As devotees, we should not be dreaming. That means what? We should not be listening to the dictations of the mind. There are two dictations. Dictations of the mind and dictations of the Paramatma. The Lord is present as Paramatma in everyone's heart. You cannot deny that. So, we should never be carried away by the dictations of our mind. But we should be carried away by the dictations of Paramatma. So what happens? If the mind keeps on telling you, the Paramatma will not talk. If you want the Paramatma to talk, the mind has to be shut. So neglect the mind, then Paramatma will reveal to you. All of you can experience this. It's not a magic. You can experience it. After all, it's an illusion. The life is a material life. It's an illusion. Because if I die in few minutes, my life is gone. What is the use? The body and the soul is separated. The soul goes and takes another body. So what is the use of this body? We have to take care, that's fine. But with the back of the mind, thinking that it's a waste. Any minute if you die, that's it, gone. All your effort is gone. So in this regard, I just want to ask a quick question. If I give you, all of you, maybe about 50 people there, all of you, right? Please try to understand. I give you, each one of you, $60 million. I'm giving you, I've got the money. Okay? Now believe me, $60 million to each one of you, only for 30 seconds. 30 seconds. I give you, and 30 seconds I get back the check, each one of you. Is it of any use to you guys? Think about it. Any use to you? 30 or 60 or 30 trillion dollars I'll give you for 30 seconds. Is any use to you? Say it. You may live for 100 years, 80 years, 240 years. At the end, you have to take away everything. Everything will be taken away. It's a waste. So, it's not worth it, basically, putting this. Because material energy poses that it's giving you everything. It's only for 30 seconds. Not worth it. It's one breath of Mahavishnu. He breathes and he takes. So, the whole cosmic manifestation is created, maintained, annihilated. And that is 100 years of Brahma. One breath. Finish. Brahma's 100 years, which is 311 trillion years of celestial years, not earth years. That's a different story. So it's not worth it at the end of the day. So what we should do, as stated by Vithura is asking Maitreya, okay? Now, so please enlighten me with Krishna Katha. Okay? So there are two kinds of Krishna Kathas. What are they? One is Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita is the Lord is speaking, right? And Srimad Bhagavatam is Lord's stories with his devotees. So glorification of the Lord, about the Lord. So Bhagavad Gita, Lord is speaking, as you know, with Arjuna. Arjuna is asking, also asking a question. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's about the Lord and his devotee. So there are two types of Krishna Kathas. So that will take away all the miseries of this world. Krishna Katha. All miseries. See, right now, everyone is happy, right? The moment you go out, the three modes of material nature is waiting for you. It will harass you. This is a nature, right? The three modes is meant to harass the living entity. Otherwise, why do we have to be born, you know, and be, why should we have birth, death, old age, disease, right? If the material energy is very nice, why we should die? Ask a question to yourself. Why we should become old? Okay, concluding, I've got 5 more minutes. Pretty good, I think. I should be able to. So, we'll wind up with a small story. There once lived a man. He had, I don't know if Matajis can believe that, he had 4 wives, but maybe not in Kaliyuga. See, no one will believe. Because Matajis knows, also, you know, Prabhu also knows, it's not possible. So, once there lived, maybe it's not in Kali Yuga at all, I think, maybe some other Yuga. So, he had 4 wives. Okay? Now, the 4th wife, what he did was, he was giving whatever the 4th wife wants, opulence, money, dress. Someone yesterday, you know, we had a Bhakti Bhisha, they said, you know, that a new Meyer company or something is producing 320 lipstick or something. 320 types of lipstick. Okay. So anyway, so this person used to buy all lipstick and ball bodily for the girl, and she was quite happy because she was beautiful. So he thought, okay, I'll take her, you know. And he was giving everything, clothes, everything. Now to the 3rd wife, what did he do? He took, because she was also beautiful, He took her to the outside parties, social gatherings. And she was quite happy. Oh, this is my wife, see? Everyone, oh. And he was not exposing the fourth or the second or the third, obviously. So, now, with the second wife, he used to go for consolation. So, I have a problem. So, this wife is very good. Oh, no problem. You have done that thing wrong, this thing right. So, like a lawyer, not lawyer, basically, like a consolation and, you know, getting all the suggestions and, you know, problems, distress and all that. Now, with the first wife, he was not caring, he wasn't loving, because she was a bit old, you know. But the first wife is loyal to him. Right? All of you got the point. So what happened? As time passes by, Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. Okay? Mrityu has come, death has come, and he knew that is the deathbed, he's going to die soon. At that time, he wanted to know the mentality of all his four wives. So he called the last wife. Right? See, every day I'm giving you so much. I'm giving you pizza, lasagna. And that too, I'm getting it from outside, you know, offered food. Because I cannot make it. And everything I was providing you. Right? Now, I'm going to die. Will you come with me? She said, no. I've got a lot of life to live. I'm only young. You are already old. I've got a lot of life to live in. No, I will not come. He was heartbroken. What is this? My wife. Okay. Now the third one. Right? He said, see, I have been giving you, right, taking you to parties and everyone, you know, I've been admiring you. I took you outside and all that, you know. I've been very, you know, kind of nice to you. Now, I am going to die soon. Will you accompany me? She said, no. I will find another man. What? Even when I am alive, you are saying. He said, yes. That's what I am going to do. What's wrong? I am going to find another man. I am going to marry someone else. You die soon. He said. His heart is almost broken. What is this? If I have known this before, I would have taken Krishna consciousness. He was thinking. But it's too late now. Now, the second wife, he called. He said, do you, please, and I'm dying, will you accompany me? He said, yes, I will come to the grave. Till the grave, I will come. Not beyond that. That's my limitation. At least I've been kind. But hearing all that, the first wife from the room, she said, I will accompany you wherever you go, because I'm loyal to you. In life and in death, I will accompany you, the first wife is saying. Now, does it ring a bell? No. All of us have four wives. Men means you've got four husbands. Man, four wives. Ladies means you've got four husbands. Basically, all of us have got. Now, what is a fourth wife? The fourth wife is our body. Every day, we are putting lux supreme to the body. Lux supreme. The body is going to fail. She will say, I'm not going to come. You go. So the body is not going to come. The body is basically going to die. So body is your fourth wife. The third wife is your prestige, power, money, house, bungalow, everything. What it will do? She said, I'll go and marry someone else. The moment you die, your wealth will go to someone else. Your wife will take, your cousin brother will take, or someone will take. Right? So the wealth will leave and someone else will take it. Second wife is your family members. He went to him for consolation, right? When there's a problem, you know, I'll ask my boy, what do you think, you know? My relatives, what do you think? You know, oh, I was there, I invested there in shares. Invest in shares, that's the best. You know, they'll give all this nonsense ideas, right? That is your second wife. So she said, the family members will come to the grave. What is the first wife? The first wife is the self, the soul. We don't even care. All the time we are putting, you know, Rexona soap and Supreme. So what happened? The body is dying, but the soul is, no one is taking care of the soul. But the first wife said, I will, in birth or in death, I am yours. So the soul, we are the spirit soul. We are not this body. Alright? Okay, time up. I've gone 2 minutes more. I don't know what is the corrective action for this. Anyway, okay, I'll stop this. Probably we may not take any questions. If there are any questions, you can ask me when I'm taking prasadam, please. Okay. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nithai Gaura Premanand.